When we talked about using your voice to not sound desperate and how to get past the gatekeepers, what we really did was give you an example of the first seven elements in the Sandler prospecting call. The first step is to break the expected pattern of what occurs when a traditional salesperson calls. Remember from a previous CD, negative reverse selling and staying behind the pendulum? Well, it starts with the first words out of your mouth when you're prospecting on the phone. So now a Sandler trainer will explain the seven elements in the Sandler prospecting call, and then you will hear examples of these prospecting calls in action.
The first element of the prospecting call is to interrupt the expected pattern. Don't sound like the traditional salesperson. Don't ask the typical salesy questions. In other words, lose the "how are you today" type of question. Stay behind the pendulum and be a little not okay. Statements like, "sounds like I caught you at a bad time," or "I'm not sure we should be talking," are terrific ways to interrupt the expected pattern of a sales call. The second element is the mini contract, which is nothing more than a quick decision on the part of the prospect. We want them to agree that it is okay for us to tell them why we called. The prospect will feel in control when they believe that they have the power to say no, so we give them a choice. It might sound like this: "Is it okay if I tell you why I called and then you can decide if it's you or someone else I should be talking with?" Or, "Is it okay if I take a minute and explain why I called and then you can decide if we should keep talking or not?" Rarely will a prospect say no. So this allows us to move right to the third element of a prospecting call, your 30-second commercial. Now remember, we just call it a 30-second commercial. It can actually be 15 seconds or even 60 seconds. The point is that now's the time to make sure that your commercial is polished and practiced with the appropriate pain bullets for the prospect you're talking with. Deliver your commercial. Tell them who you are, what your company does, and provide 3 to 6 pain indicators as to why others have worked with you. Then, with your voice trailing down and off, you say something like, "but I don't know if you would even have any of these issues." They will respond with a yes or no. Either way, you move to the fourth element. Now, I call the fourth element fishing for pain. This is where you put any positive responses from your 30-second commercial into the pain funnel. It could sound like this: "That's interesting. Why do you think that's happening?" Just make sure that your initial pain funnel question is appropriate. Or if you get a negative response from your 30-second commercial, you can start to ask your negative reverse questions like, "so no one's ever complained about blank," or "so you probably don't experience blank." Of course, you'll want to fill in the blanks with the particular negative consequences of not having your feature or benefit. And if your search for pain doesn't seem to be going anywhere, don't be afraid to go for the no. Say something like, "sounds like it's over and I should take you out of my system and never call you again." Just because you get the no doesn't mean you can't keep asking questions. If the prospect responds with a yes, "take me out of your system," have some fun. Say, "I'd be happy to, but if I take you out of my system, who should I replace you with?" Now, don't expect a lot of referrals here, but if you get one every now and then, it'd be worth it. But more times than not, before you get to the go for the no, you will find some strong pain indicators and even some pain. When that happens, move to the next element. The fifth element is to close for the appointment. Remember, the purpose of a prospecting call is to get an appointment, a chance to sell face-to-face. You must remember what David Sandler said earlier: no begging for appointments. You must get invited in. Closing for the appointment could sound something like this: "George, I'm not sure you'd be comfortable with this, but based on the issues you've just shared with me, this is where most people invite me in so that we can ask each other some more questions and figure out whether there's really anything I can help you with or not. Look at your calendar for next week and tell me which day would work for you. And if you already know that you're not going to be available next Tuesday, don't be afraid to add this phrase: and don't pick Tuesday." Make sure that you control your calendar. Then schedule the appointment and make sure that they have agreed to how much time the two of you will have together. Now it's time for the sixth element of a Sandler prospecting call: post-sell the appointment. You want to cut the chances of this appointment being changed or it becoming a no-show. Have the courage to say, "So I have this in my calendar for next Thursday at 9 a.m. You're not the kind of guy who would have me drive all the way to your place and then not be there, are you? I mean, if something came up, you would call to postpone, right?" Another way to post-sell the appointment is to ask the prospect if you should put it in pen or pencil. Pen means it's rock solid, nothing will get in the way, while pencil means that we have to call and confirm the day of the appointment to make sure that nothing's changed. If the prospect says pencil, you say, "Can we pick a day that we can put it in pen?" Post-selling the appointment doesn't guarantee that people will never cancel or no-show, but it will put you in control from the beginning and reduce the number of scheduled appointments that disappear. The last thing we must cover is the seventh element of the Sandler prospecting call. Make sure you set the expectations for the sales appointment right in the beginning by getting an upfront contract for the appointment. It doesn't have to be as complete as when you're face-to-face, but it must cover the purpose and the outcome of the meeting. Try something like this. "So, George, I'll see you Thursday at 9 a.m. and we'll take no longer than 1 hour. Remember, the purpose of this meeting is so that we can ask each other questions and figure out whether or not I have anything that can help you. I have just one request. Are you going to be okay telling me no if you don't feel that I can help you? And you won't be upset with me if I tell you that I can't help you?" When you set the upfront contract during the prospecting call, it makes it much easier to do a good upfront contract on the sales call. After all, the prospect has already agreed to tell you no.